Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
Welcome to the show. We are at episode number 114 of the Metal Geeks podcast.
Woo!
I am one of your hosts. I am Kerry the Metal Geek,
This is Brutal Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And George motherfucking Tripsis.
Is that what you're still going to go by?
Yes.
How about exhausted from our trip, Tripsis?
I was only tired the first day, after the first day.
Oh, did you guys go somewhere?
No. Did we go somewhere?
I didn't go anywhere.
I don't remember. Maybe we did.
I went to Florida. Did you go to Florida?
I went to Florida.
Shut up.
Dude, I saw this guy at Disney World that looked just like you.
That would explain the guy who was always complaining on the rides.
No, that would be you.
That was not me.
So yeah, we'll get to our trip talk. We actually have some audio to play probably in another episode that we recorded on the People Mover, which I was excited for.
Oh, yeah, that was an interesting ride.
And so I also recorded some...
I kept my jealousy in check I saw that picture. And I was like, God damn it, they're recording on the People Mover.
I know.
God.
We said the whole entire time, like, man, this would be awesome if Dave was here.
That was like a dream come true for me. It really was.
So the TTA is... I love the Tomorrowland Transit Authority.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
I was like, what, tits and ass? What? Sorry.
Yeah. If you plan a ride, it could be that kind of ride.
Yeah.
If you go with that Space Mountain where it gets dark, you know what I'm saying?
It did get dark in there.
It did.
It felt like a weird touch on my leg.
Space Mountain with the lights on from the People Mover one time, actually.
You know, we were talking earlier before we recorded that this trip had the longest lines I've seen in a long time. We waited almost 15 minutes to get on the People Mover.
Wow.
Never had a line for that ride. You just walk up, just go up the escalator.
That's because it was them being under service, though, right?
No. It was just very crowded that week. It was weird. I think one of our Lyft drivers told us that there was a convention going on. There was, like, taking up four of the hotels, like the Swan and Dolphin and a couple other ones. So there was, like, 35,000 extra people at Disney World that week.
That would explain it.
Yeah.
One of those, like, cheerleading competition kind of things or something? That was going on the last time I was there.
There was a school thing there.
Universal, there was a bunch of school trips.
There was a school thing at Disney World, too.
Was there? I didn't see that.
Anyway, should we start the show?
Yeah, I guess we can start the show.
Woohoo!
Wow. Hey. So, what have you guys been up to? Let's go around the table.
Dave?
God. Probably not a whole lot that's of much interest to the listeners of this show. Things that are of great interest to me, but aren't really topical. Just trying to think.
Being brutal.
I've been reading a lot.
That's brutal.
It's brutal.
Yep.
It's brutal on your eyes sometimes.
Only if you're reading in the dark.
That's true.
Which
he does.
I do read.
Brutal.
I do read in the dark.
By the light of hellfire, of course.
I actually... No joke, I have actually been reading by candlelight for some of the reading that I've been doing.
God, you couldn't be more metal if you tried.
What have you been reading?
Something about metal.
I've been...
The Baron Stain Beard?
Oh.
We're not going to talk about that, are we?
No.
About that the phenomenon?
I just heard
the
about it tonight, actually.
Yeah, I sort of
know. Oh, really?
We were watching
about that before?
No, we were watching Angry Video Game Nerd. You did a whole story.
There's... I can't remember what the name of the phenomenon is.
It's like a paradox. Like, multiple universes do exist because of this thing.
Yeah.
I was just reading another... I've known about it for a while. There's a new name for it that I hadn't seen before, but I read it the other day. I don't remember what it is now. But I've been reading a lot of... Reading is one of my great joys in life, and it's something that I haven't been doing much of over the past several years. I haven't been giving myself the time to really sit and read like I like to, so I have been changing that. And another one of my great interests and hobbies in life is I'm really interested in what
the Mandela effect.
The Mandela effect, because it's after Nelson Mandela, because there are a number of people who remembered him dying in prison, even though he never actually died in prison. So it's like this false shared memory is the idea.
Yeah. Like everybody remembers there being Berenstain Bears.
Yeah,
and it, which I did.
That's how I remembered it too.
Yeah,
maybe Nelson Mandela like changed the timeline.
Shit, he split it off.
Yeah. Wow. And fucked everything up. Where Trump becomes president.
So the further conspiracy theory is it's very 1984 in nature, that you aren't remembering it incorrectly. Your memory is accurate, but that there are forces at work in the world that have gone back and rewritten history, which is why your memory, and that's what the Mandela effect is, a conspiracy theory idea. Which conspiracy theories are a hobby of mine. So that actually was leading into, so one of my favorite interests and hobbies is what people believe and why they believe it, including conspiracy theories. I love that stuff. We were talking earlier about satanic panic stuff, and I watch that stuff all the time. But recently I've been reading, read a couple of books by Sam Harris. You probably know who Sam Harris is, voice from the other room.
Something about atheism?
Yes. He's one of the he's not one of the more,
not as good as Steve, but
he's that's a very different Harris.
Okay.
He's considered part of like the new atheist movement of philosophers and scientists and whatever. But he's not usually as publicized because he's not as bombastic as like a Christopher Hitchens or a Richard Dawkins. He's much more even keel, but I think he's a really interesting thinker, and so I've read a couple of books of his. I've started reading a book of lectures from Carl Sagan, and just finished reading The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Which
I read a comic book.
I have girlfriends listening to that book,
Hitchhiker's Guide.
Yeah,
I have never actually consumed Hitchhiker's Guide in any format before. I haven't seen the movies. I haven't.
Dude, let you borrow the TV show. It's okay. Excellent.
I'll check it out. I checked the book out from our library, and it's a very quick read. And it's like, oh, okay. There are so many pop culture references that I understand now that I've actually.
What's the meaning of life?
42.
There you go.
The answer to life, the universe, and everything.
42.
So yeah, that was cool. What else have I been doing? I went to the Renaissance Festival a couple weekends ago. I'll be going again this weekend, camping.
All Hallows Eve this weekend, right?
Yeah.
That's cool. Yep. I want to go.
Other two. We're talking about going again this year. We just haven't figured out a date.
I'm going to go sometime in November, probably. It's the only time I actually have free time, I think.
Yep. Free time is important to go.
We always go Halloween weekend because my wife's birthday is November 4th, and so that's the easiest weekend for us to go. And she and her best friend have been, who their birthdays are 2 days apart, and they have been going to the Renaissance Festival for their birthday since high school. So,
very cool.
Yeah.
If you haven't been to the Ren Fair, it's a lot of fun here.
I think every state has their own Ren Fair, though, right?
Yeah, probably.
That would make sense.
Even there's one outside of Austin, too, isn't there?
Yeah, and
like a permanent location or something like that?
The Sherwood Forest?
Yes, it's Sherwood Forest Fair.
Yeah, there you go.
I have some information that I will share off air about Sherwood Forest Fair, because it's not, this information is not for public consumption yet.
Oh.
Ooh. Private conversations.
Yes.
Brutal Dave.
I heard something about the Ren Fair, the Texas Renaissance Festival, trying to actually have a music festival on location.
Is it going to be like Rennie, all Renfesty?
I have no idea.
Acoustic metal, like last year.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
They had pyrotechnics, so they were cool.
Hell yeah,
they're still there, doing like five or six shows a day.
There you go.
That's Saxon Moon.
Saxon Moon,
there you go. Referring that's what
to. Yeah. Good guys. Yeah, I hadn't heard about the music festival, but TRF, the last several years, has been finding new and innovative ways to take money from you. That's for sure.
Well, it's their whole job.
We were the main thoroughfare when you walk into Universal Studios, the Islands of Adventure.
Island.
It feels so much like what the Texas Renaissance Fair is doing now. They have that
wants to be like,
or what it wants to be like. Yeah. I get the feel of it.
If
I'm
they
like,
had millions of dollars, they could look like that.
No, they could.
Yeah.
Definitely. So what have you been up to since you got back?
Since I got back? Like from Florida?
Yeah.
Oh, nothing really.
Nothing at all.
Just work. I went to the movies.
I see. You went to the movies. What'd you see?
I saw Mrs. Peregrine's Gifted Children. Is that what it's called?
Peregrine.
Peregrine's.
Mrs. Doubtfire?
Whatever. The new Tim Burton movie.
Yeah, and?
It was okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't great. Wasn't bad.
Did he direct it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Goes to show you, Tim Burton should hang up his directing cap for a while.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it's just like, it had potential to be good. So many good moments in the movie, but not a good cohesive film. And it felt like nobody was really acting in the movie, just kind of like reading lines for the most part.
It sounds like a Tim Burton movie.
Yeah. It's some real spectacle moments. Like, there's a part where they go underwater that's really cool.
I think I saw that in a trailer or teaser or something.
And the monsters look really cool. I mean, but of course, you know, Tim Burton's an art director. He's going to...
Yeah, that's true.
Make them look cool.
And I think the only thing I've done, we didn't get back until Saturday. You came back a few days before we did, but I haven't really been playing much. I played a little bit of Lego Dimensions, some of the new stuff that I got, like something you will never want to play, like the Ghostbusters 2016 level.
What? There was a 2016 Ghostbusters?
Yes, there was. Did you know about that movie?
I don't remember a 2016 Ghostbusters.
Yeah, it came out just a few months ago.
This must be one of those Mandela thing, I think.
It might be.
The only Ghostbusters I know came out in the 80s.
Okay.
And then the second one in the 90s, which wasn't so great.
And I have a couple other packs that I picked up because Target had like a 40% off Cartwheel app special.
Yeah, so I got can't fucking sell that shit, that's why.
Well, they sell it when it's 40% off. I got the Harry Potter pack. Away. Yeah.
Oh, Harry Potter, you got that for 40% off too?
All the new stuff was 40% off.
Harry Potter Land is so amazing.
We're going to get there.
In fucking Universal.
You want to talk about the trip now?
Yeah, sure. We can jump right into the trip. Do you care if we jump into the trip, Dave?
Nope.
Are you jealous? He's jealous. I can hear it in his voice.
Minimally jealous.
He is. But we thought about you the whole time we were there.
Yeah, we did.
That's gross. Man, Dave should be there. Why is that gross?
We were thinking about, man, if Dave could only be brutal here right
That's
now.
That's right. Especially when we went in on the people mover when I went into the dark.
Someone had posted something on one of the metal meme pages on Instagram or something last week that showed like the guy wearing like a, I think it was like a death shirt or something of that era, standing in front of, I think it was the Castle of Disneyland Paris.
Yeah.
And the caption on it read, "When you're the only metalhead at Disney." And I commented, I was like, "You're never the only metalhead at Disney.
No.
You never are. If you think you are, you're not."
That's that weird phenomenon that we've talked about, I think, on the show. It's like, you go to a metal concert, and you don't know people there, right? You don't go, "Hey, dude, we're at a metal show. What's your name? What's up, man?"
Mm-hmm.
You're at a Disney park.
Keep in contact.
You're anywhere else in the world. You're like a Disney park. You see somebody in a metal shirt. "Hey, man, you're my new best friend. What's up?"
Or you just see each other from across the park. You give the nod of acceptance.
And you throw the song.
And throw the
just throw the horns, and you're best friends forever. Metal best friends.
You're metal brothers.
It's a very weird thing, man. So let me talk about George first, because this is your first trip to Universal, right?
First trip to both.
Well, in a long time.
I've been to Universal in 94.
Okay.
That was the last time I was at Universal.
So let's start with Universal Studios, because you spent a couple days there first before Disney.
I was there two days before you.
2 days before me, yeah. What was your favorite thing at Universal?
Ride-wise or theme park, like, or park?
Well, everything,
attraction-wise.
Yeah.
That's a good question. My favorite ride at Universal is probably a tie between Harry Potter or Amazing Spider-Man.
Which Harry Potter, though?
The Hogwarts ride. I'm sorry. The Hogwarts ride.
The Forbidden Journey?
The one I didn't get to go on the second time because I didn't get closed on all the way.
Yeah. Let's not talk about that.
Well, there's nothing to deny about. I'm a big dude. And the first time, the day before, perfectly fine. Because I asked the person to push the thing one more time because I can only click it twice and you have to click it three times, whatever. Anyway.
Yeah, the next time we rode it all together.
I couldn't click it the third time. It only got the two times.
Got us some fast passes for the next ride, though.
Yeah, that was cool, I guess. Which was kind of lame for my part, though. But know. Everyone who's listening is like, yeah, that fat ass talking.
Dude,
about
it. I said at the park, man, it's not... You're... All right.
All right, you're fat, all right?
No, you're not fat, dude. People that are broad-shouldered, you know, girls with big boobs,
it's
you know.
It's not a
just,
comfortable ride.
No, because they have to really keep you in there.
Yeah, but it is a fun ride, and it was really cool. It was very intricate. Spiders come down and shit, and snakes. And
The ride vehicle, the technology on the ride is pretty amazing, too.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
I finally, like, looked over to the side while we were moving on it, and I was like, oh... This is how it really works. So you're like...
It's kind of hard to look over the side because like the peripherals is not very easy for you.
But you're like on a magical bench is what they're calling it. And it's on a giant robot arm and just moves around like that. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's times where you're almost 360. You're like...
Well, you're always like on your back or always like laying straight down or whatever.
And it's a lot of... Universal has a lot of the rides where... Everything is screened, so you have a screen in front of you.
4D rides.
Yeah, there's a lot of those type of rides there.
Transformers
you know?
Was fun, too.
Yeah, Transformers is a fun ride.
Yeah.
Better than the movies.
Yeah.
Because it's much shorter.
It's only 2 minutes. They can fit a whole movie in 2 minutes.
And you know there's an ending coming up soon. But no, I like the Transformers ride. The other Harry Potter ride we rode was... Escape from Gringotts.
Yeah, that kind of gave Catherine a little fright because there's like a 10-foot drop.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a drop. It's a little of a combination of like a Transformers Spider-Man type of ride.
It's like mixed a roller coaster with, like,
mixed 4D. With like a little bit of like the Mummy. So the Mummy has
get to ride the Mummy, unfortunately.
So it has a little bit of a roller coaster part to it, but not a lot. I thought it was too short.
I don't know. It's just as short as all the other rides.
I don't think so. I think it was a little bit shorter.
I
feel like a very short ride.
You enjoyed
it
so much. It was too short.
Well, the first time, yeah, I'm like, wow, this is a really... When we rode it the second time, I enjoyed it more, but it still felt very short. It could have been another couple scenes, and then it would have probably felt out a little
bit
more.
I think it's because there's just... I think there's only three long scenes the whole ride.
Yeah, pretty much.
And Transformers, there's like a lot of small scenes.
Yeah, just like the Spider-Man ride.
Right.
You go from really quick scene to another quick scene.
Yeah, but in Harry Potter, they're really long scenes. So I think they're all the same amount of time. I think you're just judging harshly.
Maybe. But did you ride the train?
Yeah, I did that before you did.
Yeah. The train was cool. I mean...
Yeah, I rode it going from the main park, Universal, to Adventure Island, and then I rode it back.
From the studios to Universal.
I wanted to see if there's any difference.
Was there?
Yeah, there's a difference.
Was it a different attraction? Or?
I mean, you call it an attraction. It's not really an attraction.
Yeah, there was a 45-minute wait for it, though.
At one time, there was like a 2-hour wait.
Jesus.
It was crazy. I got in and got off very easy every time I got on the ride.
There was a lot of attractions that had a super long wait, like King Kong.
Jesus Christ, that was the bane of my existence.
So what is it? It was like a 2-hour wait for you.
A 90-minute wait.
90-minute wait.
Yeah. And it was not worth the 90 minutes.
No, it's another screen attraction.
Yeah,
it was okay.
They repurposed the old King Kong ride, though.
Yeah,
you saw what I was talking about, right? Because the original King Kong ride, the King Kong's face, came really close to the train car.
But the new animatronic, though. It's not the original one.
I think it is.
No, I think it's a new one.
I think they just repurposed it.
I don't know.
Because he doesn't do anything special like the old one.
But this is, if you've been to the Hollywood Studios, Universal Hollywood, this is the same part of the attraction on the tram ride. So the tram ride, you go into the room, you go into the building, show building, and it does the same exact ride. Mm. This one, they just made it into a big spectacle, which looks great. I mean,
yeah, it looks cool.
The facade and everything.
It was kind of
really
weird because
cool.
It's like things are happening on both sides of the bus, so you never know where to look.
And they have a...
That was the only thing I didn't like.
They have an asshole in a costume in the ride queue that jumps out and scares you. Yeah.
When was the last time you've been to Universal Studios?
I have been to Universal Studios in Hollywood, I think, once, and it was quite some time ago. That's the only Universal Studios.
You'd ever go to one in Florida?
I've never been to the one. No.
We need to make a trip to go.
Yeah.
And then go to Disney World afterwards.
Would you take a couple days and go?
Are you paying?
No, but...
Everyone pays their own way.
That's right.
Unless we start getting some awesome sponsorship deals.
So...
Universal Studios, we're talking to you.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll talk great about your rides all day.
We considered the last time we went to Disney World taking a day or two and going to Universal, but once you're inside the Disney cocoon, it sure is nice to stay there.
The Disney bubble, yeah. So
one thing I would admit, though, the Disney parks are a lot more stressless or less stressful.
Yeah.
And your feet are not as tired. I don't know why. I did the same amount of walking as I did in Universal that I did at Disney, but I was less tired leaving Disney.
You know, we counted how many actual steps we did. We did 84 miles during this week vacation.
84?
84 miles we walked.
I did 10 miles a day.
Yeah.
So.
It's a crazy amount of, you're like, you don't feel.
That third day at Universal, I was ready to chop my feet off and just like, fuck it, I'm done. Just take me now kind of deal.
So our trip, we got there, we arrived on Saturday and we checked into our Disney hotel, which was Pop Century. I always want to call it Pop Culture, but.
Eventually it will become Pop Culture.
And our good friend Brian and his wife picked me and my wife up at the hotel.
Yeah,
and
we all went to dinner that night, right?
Yeah, we all went to dinner that night. But he picked us up and we drove over to Universal because they have season passes there. We met up with you guys after we had lunch at one of the Harry Potter restaurants.
Y'all went to the British one.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the one on Adventure Island, which was the Three Broomsticks.
Yes, I don't remember the one in Universal Studios, but yeah, we had.
I don't remember the one. It's in Universal.
I don't remember what it's called, but it was all right.
Catherine,
was good.
Who's listening to this is like yelling the restaurant
I know.
Right now to the radio.
All the Harry Potter nerds that are listening are like, "What are you talking about,
man?" Did you go to any of the wand things at Universal?
I've seen it before. Yeah,
like when they give a kid a wand. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
It's hard to go with as a parent to go with your child and not expect them to buy that damn wand.
Well, they do that whole spectacle. They're like, here, the wand chooses you.
And how, as a kid, do you now not you believe have in magic
to,
after
now
that?
Now you have to pay $60 for the wand.
It's 50, but yeah.
Is it 50?
It's $50.
Close enough.
But it's hard to, like, you go in there as a kid, not, you know, thinking whatever, I'm a fan of the movies, and then all of a sudden you believe in fucking magic because you can do magic in the park with your wand.
That's, yeah, there's a lot of interactive elements to the actual theme
park.
Yeah,
because when you buy the... Because they got two different wands. They have the non-interactive one, which is like $35. And then the interactive one, which is $50. But the interactive one comes with a map that says everywhere... At
Don't be a douche and buy your kids the non-interactive wand.
I have a feeling that the $35 price point is priced that way, knowing that, yeah, but for $15 more, you can get all of this
exactly.
Other cool shit.
You get all this cool stuff, yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
You get a map that like gives you all the little key points on the Wizarding World of Harry Potter where you can use your wand and shit around the park will happen. Like, walls will move, water will shoot in the air, a plant will fall down.
I gotta say, Disney really needs to step up their game to compete with the Wizarding World, because
Avatar Land.
No, that's not going to count. It's
Avatar.
The Wizarding World of Harry Potter. It's pretty.
It's
amazing.
Impressive. Like,
both areas
feel
are
like
amazing.
You're in a whole new,
you know,
area.
What, you joke about Avatar Land, but the announcement for Avatar Land was made in the wake.
Yes,
of
it was
Harry
in
Potter
Harry Potter.
Opening.
When we went to Animal Kingdom, we saw a lot
of
the construction.
We saw it in the distance.
Yeah.
We saw the Pandora floating mountains.
Yep.
Which didn't look so floaty from
a
distance.
Well, they're not done yet. they're hard at work on it, though.
But yeah, the Wizarding World put a scare into Disney World
for
sure.
Oh, yeah,
should.
It did. It had
because
to.
on our second day at Universal, we spent, I would say, 4 to 5 hours just in Harry Potter areas. Well, and that's just like going to shops.
Well, your girlfriend is a huge Harry Potter. She has a Harry Potter tattoo.
Yeah, well, she's a huge nerd, and she's a huge fan of that. And I like Harry Potter as well, but...
No, it's fine. It's fine.
And then the Gringotts area, Diagon Alley is what, or yeah. Diagon Alley, however you fucking pronounce it. It's cool because it's hidden from the park. Like, if you, like, don't know where it is or don't actively look
for it. Really is. It's like, it's the area of the park where Jaws used to be. So, if you don't know where you're really going the first time, you're going to walk right by it.
Yeah, because I did. When we were looking for it, we walked right, you see the night bus.
Yeah.
We walked right past it. We're like, huh, that's weird. It's supposed to be right here. And we look in the map, and it was like, well, it says it's supposed to be right here. And I was like, you know what? I bet it's behind the train station. And sure enough, we were like heading toward the train station, and you go behind the wall, and then there's like this brick wall area that looks like it's opening up, like just from the movie.
And it reveals the area. It's
and
really cool.
If you listen, you can hear the bricks moving as you're walking.
Oh, I didn't hear that. There's too many people talking.
Yeah, and it's truly amazing. And then they have the dragon that shoots fire every 15 minutes.
You know, my biggest complaint about the Harry Potter sections of those parks is...
The nerds?
Well, no. Not the nerds. Not the geeks. It's the dimensions of the area. They tried to make it feel more like a real street, and it's so compact.
I think that's part of the...
It is, but when there's so many people that get just jammed up in there.
That's part of the allure of it, though, man, because that's what the movies were like.
I know. It'd be cool just to go into that area by yourself, nobody else around, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm sure it would be. I think it would be cool, though, like, because Diagon Alley is always snowing.
Hmm.
Or is it the Adventure Island area?
I don't know.
One of the areas is always snowing, and I just think it would be cool if they're always, like, shooting, like, snowflakes into the air. Who cares if it melts?
It's Florida. Whatever.
It's Florida. It's never gonna fucking snow there, but it would be cool if, like, fucking snowflakes came down.
Are you a fan of the Harry Potter movies, Dave?
I've seen the first... three, I think it was three, and I watched the third one because Gary Oldman was going to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I watched it. I've never read the books. I just haven't had the exposure to it.
It's fun.
My wife has never seen the books or never read the books or never seen the movies or any of that kind of stuff, and she still had a good time. I mean, you don't have to be a super uber fan.
Well, it's like a literally they transformed a whole area. Like, even when you take the Hogwarts Express, you feel like you're walking through a London subway. Or what do they call it? The underground?
The underground. Even the snack station in the underground sold British, like,
snacks.
Snacks and treats and stuff like that.
Yeah,
everything
cool.
By Cadbury.
Actually, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There were some weird flavored chips and stuff like that you could buy. I don't know. I had a lot of fun at Universal.
And then my other favorite part would be the superhero section of Adventure Island. That was awesome.
Wonder how long that's going to really last, though.
It was really like someone took a teenage nerd's dream and just shat it out.
All the, I believe all the graphics and all the drawings that they used for all the characters was Jeff Loeb.
Mm.
Yeah. They look very, had
even
that very
the,
early 90s
the
style.
Comic strip area is really cool, too.
Yeah.
Like the old school newspaper comic strip, that place is awesome, too.
Too bad all the rides get you super wet. And not in the good way.
What?
All the rides over there and the Popeye's bilge rat, whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and then the Dudley Do
Right.
Yeah, there's super water rides.
So is the one of the Dr. Seuss rides, I think.
I don't know. We did Jurassic Park, the River Adventure.
Oh,
I love
that
ride.
Fun?
It's a great ride.
Did you get wet?
No, we were in the back seat. So by the time we didn't get that wet, basically.
I wanted to ride that ride, but I didn't want to walk around wet all day. So
it wasn't bad at all.
Cool.
If you sit in the front, I'm sure you'll get soaked, but in the back, you're all right. Next time, pro tip, sit in the back row if you don't want to get that wet.
Take it in the back.
Take it in the back if you don't want to get that wet. Let's talk about Disney. What was your favorite thing? We went to four parks, right?
Four parks in 2 days.
But I wanted to do four parks in 1 day, but it didn't happen.
It was impossible.
I don't know. It could happen.
I mean, we were already breezing through a lot of stuff at Epcot.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I missed a lot of stuff at Epcot. the stuff that I did see at Epcot was really cool. It was actually a lot cooler than I thought it would be. I thought Epcot would be my the least favorite thing.
It's awesome, isn't it? It's actually
pretty cool.
So,
Epcot's a very chilled out park.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one, because of the atmosphere, and two, the people that go to Epcot. It's not like screaming children everywhere.
And it's a big, wide open park, too.
Yeah. You don't ever really feel cramped.
No.
Until you're trying to get food.
Right. Until you get to the World Showcase. And we went during Food and Wine, which I'd never been to. Had a great time.
Well, I didn't get to have I didn't have enough time to experience the Food and Wine thing. So next year, if I do go,
yeah, I'll just go for a weekend, a couple of days, and just go back to that.
Well, me and Catherine talked about it. If we go again, we're definitely gonna like spend a day at each park.
You really need to.
That's probably the best way to experience it.
We had a 5-day park hopper. So, like the last day, of course, you go back and do what you wanted to do over again. Mm-hmm. I think the last day we actually went back to. Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
So, rode some rides again.
Yeah, you went to that Star Wars thing without me.
Oh, the launch bay?
Yeah.
I met Kylo Ren. He was a douche. He wasn't very nice to me.
Was he angry and everything?
Yeah, he didn't really, like, talk to us at all.
At least he didn't try to stab you in the chest like he did his dad.
That's true.
Star Tours was cool. We finally did the version I've never done before on Star Tours, which was Boba Fett.
It was on my birthday,
Force
too.
Force Awakens.
Yeah, well, yeah. The Force Awakens on every time.
Oh, it is?
Yeah,
well,
every time we rode.
When I'd done it in Hollywood, or in L.A.
In Disneyland?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it just, I think you went before the movie?
Yeah, it was like a few months before the movie
came out. So, yeah, once they implemented that new part of it, it's been
So it's always
first,
Force Awakens
right
now?
Right now, yeah.
Gotcha. Until Rogue One comes out.
Well, I haven't heard anything about Rogue One. That'd be cool, though.
They should do a Rogue One.
But every time we rode, we rode two more times our last day, and it was all different, except for the Episode 7 stuff.
Gotcha. That's cool.
But we did get Boba Fett the first time.
Yeah,
that was great.
Awesome. And I got a killer Boba Fett shirt.
Which one did you get?
It's just a green shirt. It has this vintage look of Boba Fett in the air shooting.
And
this is Boba Fett on it.
Well, we were taking the bus the last day from Hollywood Studios to Disney Springs. And our bus driver took us around the back. Because there's only like 5 or 6 people on this bus. And he's like, he slowed down a little bit. He's like, here, look over to your right. Here's where Toy Story Land is going to be. And he's like, look right back there. That's where Star Wars Land is going to be. We got like really good view of where it's going to be and everything.
How big
like,
does it look?
Back there is where Millennium Falcon is going to be. I'm like, all right, this is awesome.
Know?
He knows.
How does he know?
He's a bus driver at Disney. I don't know.
Yeah, because they're just sharing all their plans with the bus drivers in Disney.
I'm sure they are.
The bus drivers are actually very knowledgeable.
Yeah. They're actually really nice too.
Yeah.
When you go, do you do the Magical Express?
Yes.
We did that for the first time.
It's great.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Was it magical?
It was pretty magical. We did not we didn't rent a car this trip. It's the first time we've ever been and not rented a car.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about, like the Disney cocoon.
Yeah.
When we land at the Orlando airport, we go down to the end of the terminal, the Disney's Magical Express, and we are in their hands. And we go, you will take care of us for the following week. And
we will pay you shitloads of
money. Here's the magic band that I got. I had to upgrade mine to a Haunted Mansion one.
Excellent.
Haunted Mansion was cool. I actually rode the real
Haunted Mansion. You know what? Yeah. You know what really annoyed me about the Haunted Mansion on this trip?
The line?
Well, besides the line, the interactive queue was not open the whole time we were there.
Oh, I played, you can. But
it was closed off.
It was closed off.
You used to be able to, the last time I was there was 5 years ago, right? You can either choose to go straight to the left and get on the ride, or you can walk through that queue, the interactive area.
I think they have stopped doing the optional part of it. It's either you go through that part or
it's so boring that you have to go there.
Yeah, it's basically their overflow line at this point.
Well, they should just have it flow through there, and it keeps the line on the outside of the gate a little bit shorter then.
Yeah, more people
still
can fit under the awning.
Still 50 minutes.
Yeah. That way. Yeah.
Well, I don't think it was really that long of a wait. We only maybe waited like 30.
Still a long wait for Haunted.
No, it is a long wait for
The ride's always moving.
Yeah.
There should be no line.
Well, they have to go through the first couple of... You know, the biggest complaint about that, what makes the line longer, it's the cattle mentality of that ride.
The what?
The cattle mentality. It's like, all right, so you're in the awning. Now everybody fill up spaces. And then you get into the first room, fill up, and then you get into the elevator room, fill up, and then when you get, and as soon as that door opens, it's like everybody mad line, you know, just is everybody jumps out, and like you, there's no rhyme or reason to the line. It's always been like that. You know what I mean? Everybody just sort of like cattles together to get onto the ride.
That had a line that for an always ever moving ride, like Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, Buzz Lightyear.
Although Catherine and I, we waited in line the first time, and then when we got out, there was no line. So we just got right back on it and did it again.
I think we rode that 3 times during the trip. Love that ride.
We did it twice.
Did you...
Which one was that, did you say?
The Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, yeah.
The shoot the stuff.
For some reason, the first time I rode it, I like hit something special, and I got like 100,000 points like automatically. I'm like, what?
I beat Catherine's score every time on that ride. It was awesome.
That's okay, because Kim beats me on Toy Story Mania every time.
I say that because we played the Men in Black ride at Universal.
Yeah.
She beat me every time. I couldn't win, no matter what I did. I even got the bonus, and I still didn't win. It's insanity.
It's because you let her win.
No, I don't.
You weren't chivalrous and let her win?
No, she's just better than me.
Okay. Now, Dave, have you been on the Snow White, well, the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train?
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
It's fine. It's not worth waiting for more than an hour for. And I told you that before you went.
Yes, you did.
Said, if the line is longer than an hour,
a fast pass for it.
Don't.
So, this was great. Our
fast passes were unavailable last time I went.
Really?
Yeah.
I booked one. Like it was actually a few months ago. I had to book one. That's it was crazy. Right, yeah.
They were used up months and months.
It's ago. It's a fun attraction. I mean, there's a lot. It was a lot more thrilling though. So I was going to be. It was really short.
Yeah.
But it's a great little ride. During the Halloween event, we wanted to ride it again. We figured it'd be less people, but there was still a long-ass line. We're like, all right, let's go check out Peter Pan, because we missed our
well, it's because we made dinner plans.
We made dinner reservations, so we had to miss out on our Peter Pan fast pass. So the night of there was a really cool guy that was hanging outside the Peter Pan attraction, that one of the employees saw my birthday pin. He's like, oh, did you want to ride the ride? I'm like, yeah, we don't want to waste our whole Halloween event waiting in line. There was still like a 45-minute wait. For some reason, that Peter Pan
always has a ridiculous line.
And it's a continuous ride. Why is it so? It's maybe the Mandela effect on a different world. It's not so long of a line, but this world. But so the guy was like, you know what? Hold on. He got on his little walkie-talkie and called somebody real quick. And he's like, hold on, guys. Hold on a second. He went away for a second and he like came back and he like actually pulled like fast passes out of his wallet.
Yeah.
And he's like, here you go, man. These two are going to get you into Peter Pan tomorrow. And this one right here is good for up to 5 people to get you into any other ride in the park, including Snow White's, the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. So that's what we did. We had lunch reservation for Be Our Guest. We rode those 2 rides with our passes, and that was it. Even, like, we rode the scariest ride we rode during the Halloween event. It's a Small World. There was no line for it, so we were like, okay, let's do it now. Because there was a 45-minute line for that ride every other day, too. It's crazy busy.
I did Pirates.
We finally got to do Pirates on our...
Yeah,
we had to get
Fast
Pass for it.
Was the dude's hat finally fixed?
I didn't see the hat, but you mentioned something else on the ride.
Yeah, well, people. They're supposed to be running in circles, and one of them...
The girls are chasing one of the pirates. That one of them wasn't working, too.
Yeah.
But I didn't see the hat falling off.
Goes to show you the age of the fucking ride.
Well, they just updated not too long ago, because they added all the Pirates of the Caribbean movie
stuff.
It is pretty
cool, though, when you first walk out, and they're having a little battle and stuff like that. That is pretty cool.
So, the best... Speaking of being during the Halloween event, the best food I think I had on at any of the Disney parks was there in Fantasyland. I can't think of the name of the restaurant, but it was like a little counter service area right by. It was right by where the new Fantasyland is. The entrance there is opposite from that, and it was the macaroni and cheese with pot roast on top of it.
Was it in the
something? No, it wasn't in Pono. It was across from the new entrance to New Fantasyland. Something Village Fair or something like that. Fair food or something like that. I can't remember. But holy crap. That mac and cheese was good. It's like, I was like, okay, because we're like, we don't want to do burgers every time we go eat somewhere. So let's look for something different. And we saw that. We're like, let's try that.
I ate pretty well for
yeah
being on this trip. I think I ate a burger once.
Well, I had a couple burgers on the trip.
I think,
but never really in the park.
The only time I ever had a burger was at that hash house that we went to.
Yeah. Oh, I did have a burger at that. We went to the Pecos Bill. Remember,
I had I had fajitas.
Yeah, you did.
I had chicken fajitas.
That would probably have been a better choice.
It wasn't that great.
No. It's it was not. But we were hungry. And
we were in a hurry.
There's a lot of surprisingly good quick service options at the Disney parks. Pecos Bill isn't one of them.
Apparently, we found that out. I had the taco burger or something.
I think the best food I had this whole entire trip, as far as theme park goes, yeah, is definitely the Three Broomsticks at Universal. Yeah. Like, I had grilled chicken and potatoes and corn on the cob, and Catherine had spare ribs that were delicious.
So did you get to see the like the villains parade?
We did. We did see that. We saw all the actually all the Halloween events that they had.
Cool. I missed the villains parade most part because it was raining when we went to the party. But we did get to see the fireworks show and like the projections on the castle and all that kind of stuff.
On the castle
was all
amazing.
Of that stuff like the best fireworks show you've ever seen?
I have video on my phone. It's amazing.
It was the coolest fireworks show ever. Like no one else I've ever seen has come close to that.
You know, that's
it was almost worth the price of admission to the park.
It is. We copped a squat. We found an area against one of the set, like, wasn't too far back, but we're leaning against one of the bar areas. Like, and we just stayed there we watched the fireworks. Booty. We saw the, with the Hallowishes, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And they showed Celebrate the Magic as well, which we didn't see. And then we also saw the, Hocus Pocus show, which was okay. It wasn't great.
Like the movie Hocus Pocus?
Like the movie Hocus Pocus.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
It's a Disney movie.
Yeah. So they have the characters from it, and they bring all the villains out, and they do a little show and all that. But then we moved right around the corner to see the Boo to You parade, and it wasn't that bad. Great. But, yeah, those fireworks, dude. It runs fireworks for everything in your life.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah. I don't know.
Those are not real fireworks.
July 4th fireworks? Nah. I've been to Disney.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Pretty much.
It's pretty amazing. I agree. Worth the price of admission. And we had about...
I didn't get to do that, unfortunately. The closest thing I got to fireworks is when we're in the restaurant and we get to see it throughout the window.
Yeah. We ate at Ohana our last night.
Yeah, at the Polynesian.
That was good.
It was amazing.
Good food.
At the Polynesian, you can watch the fireworks show on the beach, and they pipe the music over there.
Yeah, so they piped the music into the restaurant.
And we got there right when the fireworks are going off, and they sat us, and we could see a little bit of it in the background. They piped the music. Yeah,
I can see cool. The Magic Kingdom from where we were.
I think I had my fair share of pot stickers that night.
Yeah, those were good.
They were good.
So was the steak. The
steak was good.
Yeah,
and that
restaurant was really nice. A little pricey, but
very pricey.
I
did warn you though.
No, I was okay. It was like our last night there.
Yeah,
and I wanted to kind of like put a cap on it and kind of do a nice dinner for Catherine as well. So
yep,
it's basically kind of like Brazilian steakhouse.
It's exactly what it is.
Yeah, but not as much food. I don't think they don't have as many selections, which is great.
I kind of disagree. They came out with a salad. I mean, it's a four course meal.
Yeah,
deal. You got salad, appetizer, and then your meal, and then the dessert for $100 for two people.
Yeah.
So it's 50 a person?
Almost.
It's 40-something.
That's really
tax.
Not bad for one of those.
No, it's not.
So.
The place is super nice. Y'all guys got Lays.
We got laid.
Yeah,
in public.
Both got laid in public.
We celebrated our anniversary that night there.
Yeah, and they taught you Hawaiian stuff.
Ohana means friend.
Ohana means family.
No, family, bro. Dang. Come on. Stitch would be mad at you.
Yep.
Well, that's okay because they closed Stitch down. You know what's creepy? One of the treat location at the Halloween event was the queue area for the Stitch ride. It was inside the Stitch ride. You
what
walk
were
through
you supposed
it,
to do in there?
You just walk through the queue, and then at the end of it, there was like people with like buckets of candy.
Okay.
I think I made the comment to a girl, one of the employees. I was like, yeah, this is much better than the ride. She sort of looked at me and she was like,
better than the ride.
She sort of looked at me and she went, oh, no, I can't say anything.
I can't engage.
The mouse overlord would kill me.
That's right. He's listening. You know that, right?
Always listening.
But the rumor about that ride, the Stitch ride, which is not good. Alien Encounter was much, much better. It's going to be turning into a maybe a Wreck-It Ralph ride.
Oh, that'd be
like
cool.
Like a VR type of thing.
I read that.
That'd be fun.
Which could happen. What do you think about right across from there, we got to do the MILF attraction.
The what?
The MILF.
The Monsters Incorporated
Monsters Inc. Laugh Floor.
That was actually really funny.
It was
funny. I didn't think it was going to be like an interactive show.
Yeah.
And it was. It was really good. I liked it a lot.
It was fun.
Did
I got when it first sat down, I got on screen for something.
Yeah, you got picked on for something.
If you don't have kids, there's not much reason to do it. But if it's unless you're just kind of into the whole like theme park, you know, technology and how they do stuff. But the there's a Crush attraction at Epcot.
Yes,
that's similar.
We didn't do that.
It's very cool. Like
no, it is. I've done it before.
It's kind of Nemo ride though.
Yeah, we did the little Nemo ride there.
So that's okay. It's in the same pavilion as that, but it's basically the idea of it is that you're sitting looking at one of the aquarium tanks, and Crush the turtle from Nemo comes and he is animated and talks in real time. And
it's interactive with like somebody actually controlling what he's saying.
So there's like a voice actor on site.
Just like, yeah, the Monsters one.
The technology is a bit more refined in it though.
Oh, okay.
It's smoother.
They also have really the same technology at Universal Island of Adventure in the right by the Sinbad attraction and all that. There's like this statue that spits water, and it'll talk to kids and stuff. It's so funny. Just to sit there and watch.
Oh,
them.
Right in front of the Sinbad attraction. Yeah, yeah. I know
like,
exactly.
Hey,
what
little
you're
girl
about.
In the yellow shirt. You'd be like, wait, what?
Yeah, they did the same thing for the night bus. Like,
did they?
Yeah, there's a guy who's talking to the talking head, whatever.
Okay, I didn't
and
see that
portion. And
the
talking head will talk to the audience.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Back to Disney. So we did Animal Kingdom. We only spent that much time there, but what was your highlight there?
The Lion King show was really cool. The
Lion King show is surprisingly good.
And the animatronics in that Lion King show is crazy. Like the Simba looked
well, some
great.
Of them were people in costumes.
What's his face? Just one of them.
The Simba one didn't move that much, which was sort of
his head did. He has a very articulate
but
head.
But you made a comment after we watched it. You're like, it doesn't interact with the show very much. I'm like, yeah, you're right. It really doesn't.
Because we're celebrating him. It's called the Celebration of the Lion.
I know, but still.
You're not going to sing at his own fucking party.
Why wouldn't he?
I don't know. the Everest ride was really fun. And what else?
We did the safari.
Oh, yeah, the safari.
That was about it.
The safari was cool. I thought it was going to be cooler. I don't know. Maybe I had high expectations.
The last time you went on the safari at Animal Kingdom, did they take away the poaching portion of like the ride?
Yeah.
Okay, because that was gone.
Did they add that whole like fake bridge thing? Like it's collapsing on you?
That's been there for a while.
That's been part of it. Because it used to have a story that you're like trying to find these poachers, and I'm pretty sure that's been completely removed.
Yeah, it's gone.
From the attraction, but the tricky thing about that ride is part of it depends on your driver and part of it depends on what are the animals doing.
What time you're going at.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, you got to go really early or really late. But even then, like, I don't know. It kind of defeats the purpose because I could see all the electric fences that they have up.
Well, yeah.
And it's supposed to be like, oh, it's a big open area for all the animals. It's like the Circle of Life kind of deal. But it really isn't.
They do a really good job of hiding the barriers, though.
Yes, they do.
They have to keep some of those animals separated, or they're not going to have any animals to have on display.
They only had one lion out that we saw, and I don't even think that was a real lion, to be honest with you.
No, it was.
It didn't look real.
It was sunbathing on top of a rock.
Okay. Didn't look real.
There's no animatronics on that ride. Jungle Cruise, different story. I think.
Oh, the Bugs Life thing was cool.
Oh yeah, yeah, stuff to be a bug.
Yeah, scary ride for children though.
They warn you.
That's horrible. That's a traumatizing ride for kids.
I've never done that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like
I can't believe
all
that.
Of a sudden, like, hey, bugs are not creepy. Fucking creepy bugs coming down.
The thing I hate about that ride the most is at the end where the roaches sort of like. Crawl out.
Oh, crawl underneath your butt.
And they like have this thing under your seat that makes it feel like they're crawling. I'm like, okay. I always sort of stand up at that point.
I'm up.
Yep. we headed over to Magic Kingdom over there after that.
Yeah.
That's when we.
It was a good trip, man. I had a great time. I definitely want to do it again. I don't know if I'll do it again right away because it was kind of expensive. But
there ain't no kinda about it. You know, it's expensive.
It was a fun time. I would definitely want to go back. And I would probably only spend 2 days at Universal, and then I'd probably spend more time at Disney if next time I go. 3 days is probably just 1 day too much.
At Universal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because by our third day, we've already done everything. Except for the Terminator and E.T. Because the lines were...
Dude, I didn't get to do E.T. either. Because like every time we wanted to go ride, it was like 25-30 minute wait. I'm like, yeah, I'm not waiting for that ride.
Yeah, me neither. I wouldn't wait for that ride. I rode that ride when I was a kid.
But Terminator, it's more of a Titan-based attraction, too.
My second favorite ride at Universal is definitely The Simpsons. I rode that 3 times.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was great.
We only rode it once.
It was awesome.
The screen looked really... Dark and old.
It's dated. Screen's dated, so once they do the 4K update like they did for Spider-Man, I think it'll look even better. But it's so interactive and fun. It's a great ride.
If you are a Simpsons fan...
I'm a huge Simpsons fan.
Yeah,
so.
I'm a big Simpsons fan.
We actually ate at the last day we were there, we ate at the...
Krusty Burger?
The Krusty Burger. And we actually got... they sat us over in Moe's Tavern, though, which was cool.
Oh, okay.
It's all connected.
I sat at the bar at Moe's before they closed, and I got a Flaming Moe.
What is a Flaming Moe?
Essentially, it's Mountain Dew, and it sits in this cup, and they got dry ice on the bottom of the cup, but it has a grate, so you don't ever touch
it.
And so as soon as they put the soda in there, it starts foaming up like crazy. I got a free cup out of it. Well, I mean, the drink's $8, so yeah. I paid for the cup.
You got a dollar soda.
Yeah.
I'm drinking out of my Universal. They had the freestyle machine there, right? You pay like $12 for the cup,
and get free refills.
And you get free refills all day. But the weird thing about it is, like, you had to wait like 8 minutes between refills.
Really? Why?
Yeah, so there's a timer,
so you can't stand there and just like slam drinks.
There's a sensor at the bottom. If you look at the bottom, let me close it so it doesn't spill. But at the bottom of it, there's a sensor, and all the machines there had sensors. So
yeah, it was like the resort mugs.
Resort ones, exactly. Yeah. Right. My wife convinced me to buy one of those too. At our resort at Disney.
If you do a meal plan, you get one for free.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
And we didn't do the meal plan. So.
Catherine and I just did water the whole entire time.
We did not.
It was a free and healthy option.
We did not. We had lots and lots of soda, way more than I usually drink.
I think the only time I had soda is when we went to Ohana.
Because if we're paying $17.99 for a refillable cup, we're getting our money's worth.
That's why I didn't pay that much.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was a sensor thing because like, oh, I'm here at a restaurant. I can just go get a free refill from there. Nope. It's like, oh, we don't detect a cup.
Yeah.
What the fuck you mean you don't detect a cup? There's a cup right there. But no, it didn't.
Not a censored cup.
Yeah. It was bullshit.
But I think it was a good time, wasn't it?
Oh, I had a great time. I'll definitely do it again.
We need to all go together as a group. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
There you go, Dave. You hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Next time you're making plans, we're making plans together.
You're going to have to compete with my family.
That sounds good.
So
they can hang around.
We're going to do kid stuff.
I like doing kid stuff. Kid rides are fun. I did all the Dr. Seuss stuff.
Yeah, so do we.
That was fun. Like, Cat in the Hat ride, it was fun to me.
I was going to ask you, how's the updated Soarin'?
The updated Soarin' is amazing. You haven't done it yet, have you? Yeah, we did that first thing, like, when we got there that morning, we were waiting for you.
Carrie didn't wait for me to do it.
You weren't there yet.
You didn't wait for me.
You weren't there yet. So we went on an adventure.
Yeah.
But then it was also my last ride at Epcot after the last night we did Food and Wine. I went by myself, actually, because Kim was feeling the burn in her feet. So I went and murdered it one more time. It was like a 10-minute wait.
What was that ride that we did in Tomorrowland where you sit in the theater and the theater spins?
Tomorrowland?
Carousel of Progress.
Carousel of Progress, yeah.
Wow. That was an...
Do you want to talk about that attraction?
That was an interesting ride.
I even noticed on that ride, on that show.
What did you notice?
It's very sexist.
It's a little sexist.
So, that attraction will probably never leave.
No.
Because of its historical significance.
No. But it left Disneyland,
it's,
though.
It's interesting, and it's fun. Kind of, in a way. I was one of the few people that laughed at the shit that you shouldn't probably laugh at. Everyone just kind of stared at me. Why are you laughing? But
so yeah. the history of the ride, it was created for the World's Fair in New York in 1964.
Yeah.
Same year as I did It's a Small World, too. And the
animatronics still work very well.
Yeah.
I wonder if they still update it or anything.
It's
like
funny
that.
Because like they updated it, what, 10-ish years ago?
I think it's been a little longer than that. Has because that last scene is horribly dated by now,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's like, hey, look, VR games. Or like, hey, VR games just came out.
It feels like they watched Back to the Future and did that.
Yeah, pretty much. And yeah, it is definitely...
it's that kitchen scene from Back to the Future.
Yes. Basically, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Grandpa or Grandma beat your high score in the VR game.
Yeah.
Pretty
but
bad.
Yeah, it was. There was this one sexist joke that I laughed so hard, and I probably shouldn't have. But it was funny because of how like ill-dated it is, and no one else is understanding how sexist this is, except for me or in Catherine at the time. And it was like his wife interrupts him while he's talking to the audience, and then the dog starts barking, and he's like, "Rover, don't interrupt while my wife is interrupting." Hilarious. I was like, yep, that goes to show you it was made by a guy who lived in the 50s.
Yep. It definitely shows his age.
It was still fun. It was very interesting and very educational. Same thing for the Epcot thing.
Spaceship Earth?
Yes.
Spaceship Earth is one of my favorite things. I love Spaceship Earth.
I really enjoyed that ride.
So the trick...
You and Spaceship Catherine Earth. Explained it to me while we were walking there. I was like, oh, this is going to suck. And sure enough, I wrote it, and it was fun. Like, it was very interesting and intriguing and very hopeful.
Did you wait to get on Spaceship Earth?
A little, yeah. There was a little bit of a wait.
How long? Was the wait longer than 5 minutes?
Yeah, it was like
then
a
you were doing it wrong.
Then what?
Then you're doing it wrong.
Oh, no, there's a line the whole time, dude. I'm serious.
There.
No. There was a line the whole time. I know the tricks.
Yeah.
The whole time. That's actually when we were waiting.
So what's that face guy?
One of the YouTuber guys, vloggers that I watch is Adam the Woo. And we actually, I saw him, like, we were in line here, and he was, like, over here. I'm like, hey, it looks like the guy we watch. And then when we finally got, like, right here on the line where he was going this way and we were back this way, I, like, got a selfie with him. And he was like, is it your birthday? I was like, it was like meeting a celebrity. To some people. It's cool, though.
Sure. So anyway, that's our Florida trip in a very long
nutshell. As
pretty much Phil
Austin Powers would say it.
Yeah, we covered a whole episode in that for the most
part. So I think what we're going to have to do is I've recorded three different segments on the trip. One was you, one with my wife right after Food and Wine one evening, and one with Brian after our last day at Universal.
Oh, so right on.
I think we will have to play that as a second episode to go along with a companion piece.
Like a bonus episode.
Bonus companion episode.
There you go.
Like Doctor Who companion.
Sure.
Yeah.
Who may or may not have one next season.
They're going to have one.
Bill?
Her name is Bill?
Yes. So it's a man?
Her name's not Luca?
It's a
her. Okay.
Oh.
So, yeah, we did talk a lot about our trip. You want to, any topics you want to talk about? We watched some trailers recently.
Yeah, we can kind of quickly talk about some topics that we got and
some topical topics.
Topical topics, things that
we have
seen.
We have some things in the behind the scenes that we're working on that we're gonna probably introduce in the next few episodes. Which I think I'm excited for now.
Sweet. You all ready to talk about it? I guess.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So, anybody watch Walking Dead?
Oh, we're going there?
Yeah, we're going
there. I thought we were going to talk about the trailers.
No, we can talk about that in a second.
Did you watch The Walking Dead?
I haven't, but I know what happens.
Yeah,
and,
people die.
And it got spoiled for me, and I didn't care.
Awesome.
Like, I didn't care.
Were you watching the show?
I don't mean, what?
Are you caught up with the show?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I just haven't watched this first episode yet. And what I mean by I didn't care, I don't mean that I didn't care about the result.
Right.
I didn't care that it got spoiled. Like, right. I didn't give a shit. I'm like, okay, that's fine. In fact, I kind of saw the writing on the wall that this is about to get spoiled for me, I'm just going to go ahead and go look
at
what I did. And so I did, and I'm like, all right, cool, fine. They ended season 6 all wrong.
And started the season all wrong.
I don't know.
So the fact that I'm like, yeah, I don't care. Yeah, I'll go look. To me, it's because they... It seems to me like, I already know what happens. Are we doing spoilers?
Yeah, it's already been spoiled.
Everybody knows.
The internet.
Rick dies, right?
The internet won't shut up about it. Yeah, Rick dies, Michonne dies, Daryl dies.
They try to make you think that for 15 minutes of the episode.
Hey, Coral, what's Glenn's favorite restaurant?
Popeyes.
Get it, Coral. That is a great meme, though. I love that.
I think it might have been more effective if they had killed Glenn at the end of 6.
Yeah.
Get that, and then killed Abraham at the beginning of 7.
I think I would have gone the opposite way. I would have killed Abraham.
Originally, I would have thought that, too. That was actually my original thought, was kill Abraham first and then kill Glenn at the opening of 6, but I wonder if it might be better the other way.
I don't know. I think you would get a bigger punch for the season, knowing, coming back, like, oh, shit, we already killed someone else. How are they going to get out of this pickle? And right. Bam, someone else dies.
I got to say, Harry Dean Morgan?
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Yeah. Perfect. He's excellent. Negan. He's great.
He's all right.
He's good, dude.
He's all right.
He's good.
He's all right.
Just say good.
He's all right.
You know, I saw somebody post a clip that the Glenn bashing in clip with different music. It was like the same song from Titanic. Puts a totally different spin to that part.
Makes it feel better, doesn't it?
Makes you feel a little bit better about it.
Yeah.
We were saving Glenn from having to hear that song is what it was.
I was cheering the whole entire time people died in that episode.
And he bashed the fuck out of those guys.
It was awesome.
It was good.
The eyeball popping out and everything, it was great. Straight out of the comic book.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
The part with Glenn, all the lines right there were completely right out of the comic in that couple pages. I was like, that's fan service right there. Yeah. No dumpster to save you now.
Stupid. My thing is the Walking Dead show continues to disappoint me. Season opener was very dull. It was ill-paced. The only good thing about the show was when people were dying, and that's not a good sign for a show.
Ill-paced? How ill-paced?
It was just the way it starts off the episode with, like, who's gonna die? Is it gonna be this guy? Is it gonna be that guy? Oh, maybe it's gonna be her. And then
it took like 20 minutes for that to even happen because
it took 30 minutes.
They took Rick away for
really?
A little bit.
They don't do the kills until like 30 minutes.
No,
it's like at the end of the episode.
No, not that far. But
it's pretty much the end of the episode.
Wow.
Because Negan takes Rick off
after
for a while.
They kill the two main characters. He takes Rick and for some weird reason pushes him out in a field of zombies where he should have been killed. No way, no reason he should have survived that. And then fucking brings him back.
Well, he was trying to break him with what he was trying to do.
But see, he could have broke him just by doing the whole Carl thing.
Yeah.
That was enough to break
well,
him.
Well, I think he was trying to figure out how far he could actually push him. See what he could get him to do.
I don't think that worked.
Yeah.
I don't think it translated well.
I was expecting with every time they picked up that axe that they were going to actually just chop his arm off like they did in the comics.
With Carl's arm?
No, Rick.
Oh, Rick.
I thought he was actually going to lose his arm.
Well,
finally.
I thought the part where he's like, no, let me do it. I'll do it. I thought I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah, that too.
I was like, oh, shit. They're finally going to, you know, course correct into the comic books here. But sure enough, no. Fucking, they Scott Gimpled it out of there.
Gimpled it out.
Well, because he's the producer and writer.
He wrote that episode, too.
Yeah, he's not a good episode. It's a horrible paced episode. Bad character development. Boring.
Yeah, I don't think Glenn and Abraham's character development was very good.
they had a good send-off. That's all I had to say. And then at the
end... Someone made a comment, maybe it was on like The Talking Dead, where... Okay, so when they had everybody down on their knees, Abraham was the only one that was like up straight. And he's like, yeah, if you're going to take somebody, fucking take me. Everybody else was like down, crouched, and scared, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's probably why he did that to him.
Cool.
And he didn't like his mustache, I don't think.
No, I don't think anybody did. Except maybe Abraham. Anyway, I don't know. I'll probably stick around for a couple more episodes, but this may be the season that kills Walking Dead for me.
Hmm.
At least Westworld's good.
I need to start that. I'm going to start that. I know somebody who gave me access to their HBO account, so now I can watch it. Wonder who that could be.
Yeah. But anyway, if you watch Westworld, oh, you would totally dig it.
I am vaguely familiar with what the premise of it is.
It's basically a theme park where you can do anything you want, set in the theme of the West, Wild West.
There's different areas, though, right? But they only show in the TV show, they only the
Wild
West. Well,
they've hinted at other areas in the show, in the background, but we haven't seen it yet, but we, or we might have.
Is it like sort of like VR or?
No, it's not VR at all. It's a, like it's
Android.
A real fucking.
Oh, they're Android.
It's a real fucking place, and there's robots.
Because I saw the movie a long time ago.
You don't know who's a robot at all, and the whole story is told from the perspective of the robots.
Oh, really?
So you get, yeah, it's really good. It's such a good, well-written show.
Okay.
And every episode, you're like, it makes me start doing fan theories. And I haven't felt this way about a show since Lost. So
really,
and I fucking love Lost.
Yeah,
I
mean, me
it's
too.
One of the best television shows ever.
Hey, what about Preacher? You still watching Preacher?
The season's over.
But did you finish it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I finished it on TV.
Because we got, I guess, pay a little respect because Steve Dillon just passed away.
Yes, that's right.
Legendary artist from that series.
Mm-hmm.
So
the comic book series.
Comic book series. Yeah.
TV show.
Trailers.
Oh, yeah, we can talk about trailers now. Now that I've ranted about Walking Dead and how shitty it is.
What about another shitty movie? What trailers did we see?
Busters?
No. So we just watched the Logan trailer.
Oh, that's going to be shitty?
I don't think it's going to be shitty at all.
Oh, okay. I was like, hey, it looks amazing.
They used the Johnny Cash Hurt cover. The movie's going to be great.
Yeah.
Obviously.
The trailer's better than the movie, maybe.
I don't know. I doubt that, man. Because I actually enjoyed James Mangold's The Wolverine.
I mean, yeah, I did too.
The director's cut's better, and the third act's still pretty bad. But the first half of the movie's really good.
Is that the one that where he goes to Japan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's based on a series,
too. I saw it one time. That's kind of my take on it. The
first half is really
good.
First
part of the movie's pretty good.
Until it gets to the giant robot.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of like, what?
That's not the Silver Samurai. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's not the Silver Samurai I know from the comics.
That's right.
But, you know, it is.
What's the name of that series that was based?
It was just called The Wolverine.
No, not the movie, but the comic series.
Yeah, the comics was called The Wolverine. And it's an origin story where he goes to Japan.
And he meets Mariko.
The girl who eventually becomes Lady Deathstrike.
Yeah. So
who's also a love interest for a while.
Was she?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that.
But Logan does look really good.
And it's the last appearance of Hugh Jackman.
It's based on Old Man Logan, which is a great fucking series if you haven't read it. I don't think they're going to go as far as they did in the series.
I don't know. You've read it all the way through, yeah. Right?
They can't go the same way.
Yeah, they can't because, like...
He killed everybody.
60% of the people in that comic are not part of the Sony rights. They're all part of the Marvel rights.
That's right.
And, I don't know. Would you really want to see a movie about inbred Hulk children?
No.
I don't think so either. But it would be cool to see a road trip movie with, you know, Professor X.
Well, it looks like that's what we're going to see.
It's kind of what we're seeing. What I think is happening in the movie... have you read Old Man Logan?
No.
Oh. So in Old Man Logan, Mysterio tricks Wolverine.
Mysterio?
Yeah. The Spider-Man guy.
Was it Mysterio? I don't remember that.
Pretty sure it was Mysterio. Okay. Tricks Wolverine into thinking that everyone in the mansion, all the mutants in the mansion are like bad guys. And like they're invading the mansion. So he's go berserker and he's killing everybody. And then he snaps out of it and he realizes that he's killed all the mutants, all the X-Men. And so he kind of like goes in seclusion and it's like this real Western. He gets a family and has to survive.
It's like Magneto in the last X-Men movie.
Kind of. Although Apocalypse sucked. Yes.
I'm afraid to see it because the bad guy, the big baddie, supposed to be Mr. Sinister.
Supposedly.
I hope they don't. I wonder what he's going to look like.
I bet we're going to see him before he turns into like the real Mr. Sinister, yeah. Or whatever he's supposed to look like. It's probably going to be a CG character.
It's hard to do blue skin characters. Apparently.
Yeah. I think it's going to end up being like a virus or something like that that's killing off the mutants.
So this is going to be X-Men The Last of Us.
Kind of.
Did you see that meme?
No.
Somebody took a shot from the Logan trailer and a shot from The Last of Us, almost the same exact shot.
Yeah, it looks like pretty good.
It's like, yeah.
Pretty identical.
The Last of Us with Wolverine.
Last of Us movie, too.
Yeah, that'd be great.
But why?
I don't.
Like, you have the game.
The game is... The Pretty game is the story. Yeah. The game, yeah. I don't think it needs a movie.
Just put all the cutscenes together. You got a movie.
It's true.
And the story of that. But anyway, I think it's a virus thing. And, like, it's severely affected Wolverine, apparently, because he doesn't have his healing pack factors.
Yeah.
He's got all those scars.
I didn't pay attention to that.
And it's done something to Professor X because he's all feeble and making me sad. Looking all old and shit.
Feeble X.
Feeble Professor X. and
so the girl in the trailer.
The girl is going to be like...
X-23.
It's going to be X-23 and...
With her name Laura, right?
I don't know what her real name is.
I think so.
I just know she's supposed to be the new Wolverine.
Comic book fans out there listening to the show are like, you fucking
guys
stupid.
Don't know anything.
You guys are stupid. Of course the name's Laura. What are you talking about?
Worst show ever. So anyway, it looks good. I'm excited to see it.
Was there another trailer we just watched too?
There's the Rogue One trailer. The final Rogue One trailer.
Is that a Star Wars movie or something?
It's something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you watch that trailer, Dave?
I'm pretty sure I watched it.
It's full trailer. It looks good. There's a really cheesy line in it.
Where they say the title of the movie?
Yes. Like, what's your call sign? Rogue One?
It's that. Ugh. It's that and the I'm a rebel, so I rebel. Those are the two lines. I'm like, it's a little
cheesy. That movie's going to be great, though.
It looks awesome.
Speaking of, you know what I did see at Hollywood Studios? I saw like a 10-minute preview for Doctor Strange.
Ooh, one of the few peoples.
That looks amazing.
I already got my tickets.
It's Marvel's Inception. Pretty much. It looks really, really cool. That's all I'm going to say.
Early reviews were good from what I saw.
Yeah. I'm staying away from all that stuff.
I haven't read any of them, just headlines.
I don't know jack shit about Doctor Strange.
I basically know Doctor Strange's origin story. So
yeah, that's all
this
I
is
know.
Basically all this movie is going to cover what I know about Doctor Strange. So.
And they haven't really shown in the earlier trailers what he really looks like in the full costume as Doctor Strange with the facial hair and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Perfection. It's great.
Have you seen that Jimmy Kimmel skit where he calls Doctor Strange to handle a problem?
Yes. The kids?
Yeah, I thought it was great.
That is pretty great.
No one touches the eye of Agamotto or whatever he says.
I'm looking forward to that movie. It's gonna make Doctor Strange
out next week.
Next week, yeah.
It's crazy how much time has flown by.
It's already November.
I know. Before you know, it's Christmas.
Oh, shut up. I'm ready for that, man.
You're not ready for that.
But I am ready for Rogue One, which comes out like the week before Christmas, right?
Yeah. Christmas movie. I forget. There's supposed to be a movie competing against it, and I can't remember what it is, but it's not going to do well.
It's not like last year with like the Alvin and Chipmunks movie. Came out the same weekend as Star Wars.
Kids who couldn't get into Star Wars went to go see Alvin and Chipmunks.
There's no Darth Vader in this movie at all.
That's exactly what they complained about.
There is a very regretful David Cross.
Was then Jason Lee in those movies too?
Yeah. Jason Lee plays Dave. And David Cross plays like their manager or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He was in the second one. I saw the second one.
I don't know which one is which. My kids have them all. I haven't watched any of them, but I've cut pieces of them here and there.
I saw it on HBO
like,
one day.
David Cross, what are you doing?
It's one of those days when you're too lazy to get off the couch.
That's what he's doing.
You're too lazy to get off the couch. You're like, you know what? Alvin the Chipmunks doesn't sound that bad right now.
The Chipmunks?
Chipmunks.
Oh.
Chipmunks. Chipmunks.
The Chipmunks.
Yeah.
And I think that does it for movie news on my part.
The one last thing I wanted to talk about, it's the Nintendo system they announced.
Oh, yeah. The
Switch.
The Switch. Or is it NX or Switch?
No, it's called Switch now, officially.
Okay. Because I've seen like promo photos where it says Nintendo NX on it.
Yeah, that was before. So the same... It was weird. I rode... Thursday morning, we went back to Hollywood Studios. I got off the ride. My wife did not go on it. She was like, you got some shit to watch. Because from the moment I walked on to get in the line and the moment I got off the ride, the trailer for Logan hit and the Nintendo Switch hit.
Yeah, it was like a surge of like all this shit coming out in one weekend.
And they also announced Red Dead Redemption 2 at the same time.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Was that when the Guardians of the Galaxy 2 thing?
Right. That was a couple days before that, I think.
That was another trailer we were talking about.
Yeah, Guardians 2.
Well, they didn't really show much in the trailer.
Yeah, not really.
But it looks cool.
It's not enough to really get excited about, but it was fun.
Yeah, it looks cool. I kind of hated that they used the same song again.
Yeah. I made a comment of like, they're really going to have to get the money worth out of that song.
They really are. Well, I think they already have, but whatever. Anyway, continue with your Nintendo thing. I'm sorry.
So, did you see the video?
I
watched the promo.
I don't know.
So, basically, it was just a proof of concept video of what the system what it's going to be.
I think it's more than a proof of concept. I think it's the actual working piece that's coming out next year.
Yeah. So, it comes out early. It comes out like in March already, or March or May. I can't remember.
I'm not sure.
Which is really soon.
It comes out next year.
But, so, which leads me to this. So, it's a system that... it has a screen that comes out.
It's an iPad, pretty much, with control handles.
Yeah, that turns into a mobile device as well that you can leave the house, play the same games. But
you can also put it on a console and play it on your TV.
Right. And they showed a lot of different things.
Cool
where...
I mean, it's a cool idea. Unfortunately, it's another idea that's been around for a few years before this was announced. It was another small Japanese company. I'm pretty sure Nintendo saw it and like, yep, we're buying that idea. You work at ICANN, you know what it's all about.
No, I don't. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Anyway, it's a cool idea. I just don't see it being as mobile as they think it is.
Yeah.
Because it's not a small tablet.
Right. It's not going to be comfortable.
Yeah.
Because that was
like carrying around the Wii U.
Right.
Just imagine the Wii U with the two sides coming off. That was my
big concern about this system. When they're like, it's going to be able to be portable. I'm like... How is that going to affect your Game Boy, your 3DS sales, you know?
And
apparently
also,
it's not now.
Well, because can you play those games on there?
No.
It's also, like, games are going to control how well the system does.
No, exactly right. It's, what are the first-party games? That's the important part about it. And what's the price point? No, they haven't said the price point yet either. It can't be too much.
It's going to be a little bit more than what the Wii U was.
I said, Wii was like $299, something like that?
It's probably going to be $399.
$379 or $399, that's what I'm guessing.
And,
I don't know.
I'm also concerned about the battery life. I mean, how long can it really last? 9 hours max? Maybe?
Maybe less than that, probably 6 hours.
And, I don't know. I'm not terribly excited about it. It's a cool idea. I don't need it. And I don't think Nintendo's done anything revolutionary in a long time, so maybe this is a good thing for them.
I have a Wii U, and I play it sometimes, because there are some cool first-party games, but that's about it.
You also like that Mario Maker game for a while. Or at least you were all about it for like a week.
I still like Mario Maker.
Okay. I haven't seen you play it in like a year.
I haven't turned my Wii U on in a long time, if that answers any questions.
So anyway, I know the new Zelda game's coming out, so yeah. It's kind of like perfect timing, I guess. And it looked like they teased a new Mario game in the promo video that they came out.
Yeah, but they're coming out with a Mario game on the iPhone. That's all you really need.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Mario Run or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
So, all right, so that's our discussion. We'll shelve that until
like
we hear some
Nintendo
more.
Nintendo nerds out there, like, we're shitting all over them, but I mean, when was the last time you really cared about Nintendo?
Right. So, last thing of the show that I wanted to get to was our George Hates Metal segment.
Oh, you mean the segment where you guys listened to my song this time?
We did that too, did we? No, we didn't.
I don't think Dave really listened.
I did.
Oh, okay.
Actually.
Oh, okay.
Intently, we listened. So, let's get to you first.
What was the name of the band?
The band
Atticus or something?
Ancients. With two I's. Anciients.
Yeah.
I like them a lot.
They were pretty good.
It's very, the production is really, really good. The like I think I mentioned before, guitar riffing, it is very much like Anthrax.
Hmm.
But the song, the style of the band, it's very Mastodon-y.
Hmm. So, is that why you think I would like it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you said everything I should have said, I guess, or can say. So, there you go. There's your answer.
Don't know. Give me your own opinion.
Oh, well, I mean, I thought it was cool. It was. I didn't really listen to enough of it. We listened to one song, or one and a half, and then I bugged you about playing the new Run the Jewel single.
You did.
And it was good. I enjoyed it. I'll probably listen more to it. Is it on Spotify?
It is on Spotify, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll check them out. I'll give them a listen. I don't know if I'm going to be like become a huge fan like you are of it, but I've been listening to a lot of Red Fang lately, so I'm still in that kind of mode.
I think these guys music. Fit in that mode, in that mold, that genre.
Cool. Yeah, so there you go. I think what we listened to was pretty good. Wasn't bad. Didn't, like, pique my ears or anything like that, but, I mean...
Do we have to talk about Run the Jewels now?
Yeah, now it's y'all turn.
Dave, you want to go first?
It's rap music for metalheads.
Like Beastie Boys?
That's not what... what
mm-hmm. Yeah.
That they sound nothing like Beastie Boys.
Mm.
Dave has nothing to say.
I'm utterly out of my depth here.
Did you listen to the song?
I think that's what he wants.
Yeah, I did.
Did you like the song?
It was okay.
There you go.
There's a couple pop culture references in it.
Yeah, there's some Trump references up in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all part of that whole Adult Swim singles thing. Yeah. We can,
like, Childish Gambino has a lot of pop culture. Speaking of... Donald Glover is now officially cast as Lando Calrissian in the Han Solo movie.
Which we predicted a long time ago.
We did.
I feel like we talked about that about a year ago.
Yeah.
Well, and I also predicted Benedict Cumberbatch as Dr.
Strange.
You
totally did.
Disney is listening to us. They hear all.
Like, we loved being at Disney World.
I'm pretty sure I made a joke. Like, man, wouldn't it be hilarious if they got Childish Gambino as Lando Calrissian?
They did.
And they sure did. My whimsical joke became reality. But anyway, Run the Jewel song, awesome. It's called Take Me Something. I don't remember the title of the song.
Take Me Away?
Yeah, I think something like that. Anyway, RJ3 is coming out soon.
Who?
Run the Jewels 3.
Okay. Third album?
Yeah, it's the third album.
It was okay. I am, like I said, utterly out of... like.
It's serviceable rap music to me.
Right. Okay. That I can take that.
I mean,
you didn't hate it.
I didn't. I don't hate it. You've played them before. You played that band, that group, for me before. So I did not hate it then. It's not something I would go back and listen to all the time. But if you like played it in the car, I would listen to it.
There you go. He's not stabbing his ears yet, ladies and gentlemen. There you go.
I like rap before 1990.
That's. This is 2016.
I know, but it fits in that style.
Oh, okay. All right. I can see that.
Know what I mean?
All right.
And that's probably nicer than what Dave was going to say.
No, I... Carrie actually likes some rap music.
Yeah.
I really don't, and it's... I mean, very, very rarely does something come along, and I'm like, that was kind of cool, I liked that, you know? And it's... I don't have a vendetta against it. I have actively tried on multiple occasions in the past to try to understand it, and I just don't. It's not for me.
I'm gonna find some rappy lines.
That's fine. I'm open to the possibility that it exists. I've tried to find it in the past. I've tried to understand it, and I just have to come to the conclusion that, like, for so many people, black metal is not for them. Rap music is not for me. So
Dave likes,
that's okay.
Dave's version of rap metal or rap, it's Cannibal Corpse.
Cannibal Corpse rapped?
Well, no. if you listen to it, it's very much, it's rap.
Is
death
it?
Metal. No, it's not.
I didn't think so. Like, I've heard Cannibal Corpse before. Nothing sounded like a hip-hop beat of any sort.
Well, I never said a hip-hop beat. But...
or rhythmic rhyme to it.
Oh, there is definitely some rhythmic to it. Maybe not You Suffer, but other stuff.
Okay.
Like, I can appreciate the talent of a number of, you know, artists in the genre that I've seen before, and I can go, they're obviously very skilled at what they do, but it doesn't speak to me.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
I'm not judging you.
I see the light bulb going off in his head. He's like, I'm going to find something that Dave likes. He's like, I'm going to do it. I know I'll find something.
Find something. Well, I did play Health for him that one time, and he liked it.
Health,
he liked it, too, yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
It's like the 80s synths
stuff? Sort of. It was like heavier synth rock, I guess. It's like it's a not heavy. Rap, it's like a heavy Depeche Mode.
See, I like Depeche Mode.
I do too.
So, yeah.
So there you go.
You like Paradise Lost?
Yeah.
Heavy Depeche Mode.
Here you go.
I think that's going to wrap up this episode. We have.
I have. There's one thing. Yeah, I do. I have things to say.
It's
one.
Not Run the Jewels, is it?
You didn't know.
Okay.
This is a surprise because we didn't know.
Yeah, I know. We have lost a true comic legend. Did you know?
Was it Steve Dillon?
It was Jack Chick. Passed away a couple days ago.
I don't know.
You ever received a Chick Tract, little evangelical comic book? You've never seen these?
No.
Okay, so I know that there's people listening. Somebody has been handed one of these at some point in their life.
Is it like one of those things where like preachers out in the street yelling at people just hand them like?
So it's a
propaganda.
It's a tract like that, but these are specifically done in comic book form.
Okay.
And they're so ridiculous. And the guy who created them was named Jack Chick. And he did them for years and years. And he was like blatantly like anti-Semitic and anti-Catholic and a conspiracy theorist through and through. And was, I would say, one of the foundational elements of the Satanic Panic in the 80s. He passed away a couple days ago.
Oh, sad day.
So in his honor, I recommend that everyone go look up, especially if you're a tabletop gamer, go look up the tract entitled Dark Dungeons and then go find the movie made in its honor. So I also have...
What movie was made in its honor?
The movie is called Dark Dungeons.
Oh, okay.
And it was actually
Kickstarter movie.
It was a Kickstarter movie, and they got the blessing of the Chick Publishing to make it, right? So what they had to do, it's a satire of the comic by being exactly what the comic is. If that makes sense, right? It's a literal interpretation of the comic and is thereby a satire. So much so that they got the blessing of the publishing company.
That's funny.
Isn't that funny? So yeah, go check that out. I also have an old man thing to complain about.
Oh, get off my lawn.
It was very, very get off my lawn. This was an event. Went and saw The Sword and Opeth.
Oh yeah.
Everyone needs to get off my lawn. You're ruining my fucking Opeth, everybody.
What happened?
So this is not limited to this show particularly. It seems like this has been a thing for the past like year or so. Are you paying money to go listen to a band play? Are you going to pay all this money to stand around and fucking talk as loud as you fucking can to everyone?
I know where you're going.
What the fuck? Okay, so it was at Ghost. So this, in combination with the we're all going to make you watch the concert through our cell phone screen.
Right.
But for something like Opeth in particular, like where the dynamics are important... Dynamics were super important to an Opeth experience.
For that Opethian experience?
But every time they dropped out of ultra heavy mode, I couldn't hear them because everybody in the fucking venue was having full-on conversations. And I'm like, what are y'all doing here? Why are you here? Why did you pay money to come here and drink way too expensive beer and talk really loud? Did you... People need to get off my fucking lawn.
I'm going to do that good movies.
And you know what? I think that the two behaviors that I'm complaining about are related. Because it didn't happen at Blind Guardian.
Nope.
Everyone who was at Blind Guardian was there to fucking see Blind Guardian. Right? Opeth is cool. The sword... are cool.
It's hip.
So everyone's showing up, and Opeth was fucking packed. It was
Good.
It was nut to butt, as you would put it, sir.
Nut to butt.
But nobody was fucking enjoying it because everybody was busy taking pictures of the show, filming the thing, talking to everybody or whatever. And to me, it looks like I have to prove to everybody that I was here.
I have one question, though.
But I'm not actually experiencing the event.
How was Deliverance?
Fucking amazing. It was awesome.
I would have been at the show if I wasn't packing for the trip.
So one thing that I noticed about, because last time I saw Opeth was right after Watershed came out, which was before they made the really heavy kind of like psychedelic push in their production. When they play the more modern songs live, it's undeniably Opeth. It sounds just right. It doesn't sound out of place at all.
I really love the new album.
It's great.
A lot. The first couple tracks, the first ones you heard, they're okay. But man, that second half of the album,
the first amazing. Full track, like the single, the title track, is like my least favorite one on there.
Agreed completely. Yep.
So anyway, moral of the story:
get off my lawn.
Don't be a dick.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. And be present for an experience in your life instead of trying to make everyone else live vicariously through you. Have an experience for yourself.
Take your beanies off too.
Put your phone down for 5 fucking minutes and experience something.
People were wearing beanies?
No, they're hipsters, of course.
They probably were. Oh. I don't know. Like there are also a bunch of like frat dudes trying to mosh to Opeth, which
hate that.
Yeah,
we saw a dude in line at the Harry Potter ride the first day.
Oh yeah, that's
he was
right.
Wearing like,
oh, he's a hipster.
He was wearing a sword shirt, but it was like one of the hipster baseball shirts, and he was wearing a hipster shirt. I was like, oh god, this guy's a hipster. I wanted to go up to him and go, "What's your favorite sword song?"
The sword.
I don't know.
We're so fucking loud.
That's what you said every time.
My god, loud. They were loud.
It was an awesome show when I saw them. And I saw them in a really tight, small, compact area. So, where was Sword playing this time?
Warehouse Live.
Oh, yeah, it's a pretty decent size.
How was the sound, though? Because the sound there is pretty notoriously bad.
The sound for the Sword was bad. It really was. And part of it was just because of how loud they were. And in that space that was all flat surfaces and all, you know, it they didn't sound great. And I think they were putting a like a reverb effect on the vocalist, which was a bad idea. They shouldn't have done that. If they had gotten rid of that, it would have helped a lot. But their sound was pretty bad. Opeth sounded good, though.
Good.
So
it's good to hear. Man, another comeback.
Cruise the show. I'm glad I saw them in Austin like I did.
I was going to go to Suicidal Tendencies tomorrow night, but I was going to have to probably miss it because of a work event. I'm not going to have to miss it now. You want to know why?
Because you're going to your work event?
Well, I have to go to the work event, but the shows got rescheduled to February or March. The last 5 shows on this tour were somehow just rescheduled. So something's going on.
Someone got suicidal?
Maybe. Maybe they had suicidal tendencies?
Nobody?
I just hope Dave Lombardo was still with the band when they come back around. That's what I'm excited to see. All right, so that it?
That put a pins on it.
Let's talk about our sponsors real quick, and let's talk about where you could find us all over these great here internet. Who wants to do it?
Do what?
Our sponsors.
Sure, which one do you want to do?
Do some tweaked audio, love.
Yeah, get that tweaked audio on. Go to tweakedaudio.com to get all the best headphones gear. And if you type in the Metal Geeks code, you'll get 33% off, lifetime guarantee, and free shipping. Tweakedaudio.com.
Awesome idea.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, so do it. Support the show. Get yourself some awesome headphones.
I used my Tweaked Audio headphones when we recorded live at Disney World.
Yes, you did. And Christmas is right around the corner. What is a better stocking stuffer other than some great headphones?
That is true.
And it's a lifetime warranty, so you would be missing out if you don't get it.
And hey, Hanukkah's coming up, so you can buy 8 pair for one pair for each night.
For all the Hanukkahs.
For all the Hanukkah nights.
So type in Metal Geeks. You'll save 33% off, lifetime warranty, and free shipping.
That's right.
So get on it, tweakedaudio.com.
Also, you can go to ghosttowncollectibles.com. Right now they have a deal going on. There's a bunch of $7 Funko Pops. All you got to do is put in the code MetalGeek, save 15% off your order, including the sale items, which is great. They have a lot of rare and hard-to-find Funkos on there as well. So go to ghosttowncollectibles.com and go to tweakedaudio.com. And there's
support the show.
Support. Or abort.
Or abort.
All right, so where can people find us on the interwebs now? Dave, you want to try this one?
You can find us collectively.
Collectively as Metal Geeks.
At Metal Geeks on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and MetalGeeks.net and all that stuff.
On Instagrams.
On the Instagrams.
You can subscribe and have access to not only to Metal Geeks, but you'll also get access to MSR Cast as well. And, you know, get on there, give us a review, let us know what you think of the show, what we can do to, you know, provide a better show for you.
That's right.
All for the listener.
We're doing it for you.
And some other places. You want to fill us in, Kerry?
I think if you want me to.
Yeah, go right ahead.
You can't read this?
No, I can't.
You can go to Houston Nerdcasting Collective. You can go to oldness.com, nerdbong.com, and esopodcast.com. There you go.
Sounds good. Like I said, best place to check us out, iTunes.
And redbubble.com, where you can get t-shirts.
That too. Get your Metal Geek on.
That's right. I think it's time to go eat this BB-8 Rice Krispie special treat we got from the park.
Woo.
And I have one last thing I want to say.
Which is what?
Keep it metal.
Keep it geeky.
Always, bitches.
Balls?
Balls.
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.